We continue our learning Ilui Nishmas Davim and Menachem Rishon and Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We're in Yevamim's Parakhes, Mishnah Beis. Ezehu Betzua Daka. We mentioned the Betzua Daka in the previous Mishnah. Kol Shenifzu HaBeitzim Shelo VaFilu Achas Mehem. This is anyone whose testicles were cut, even if it's one of them. Uchru Shofcha. As we mentioned, also Kol Shenichras HaGid. If the gid is severed, we mentioned this in the previous Mishnah. So anytime we have a case of where the genitals of a male are cut in some way, are injured in some way, so this is going to put them in this category, as the Torah says, Lo yavo b'tzua da'kol chushofcha b'kal Hashem, cannot marry into the Jewish congregation. We'll see how that is relevant, and that pasuk is quoted at the end of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah then says, but v'nishtayer meha'atara afilu kuchot asara, regarding the churush shofcha, if a little bit even of the corona remains, even kuchot asara, even a hair's breadth, so kosher, he's considered kosher. So these disqualifications are applicable only when the genitals are injured in such a way where it's going to cause the male to become sterile. Not only that, they apply only according to the halacha, according to the Rambam. Others disagree, but we usually follow this halacha. Only if the person's organs were damaged by some type of wound or a blow, some type of injury. But if the person, let's say, was born with this, with some type of, because of a disease, they were a krushavcha or a pitzua daka, so then they are permitted to marry into the congregation. Then the Mishnah says, psua dakal churushavcha mutaran bigiyores umishuchreres. But Veinon Asurin Ela Lava Milava Bakal. So Ptua Daka, it does not apply. They're permitted to marry, and the Shchur Shofcha are permitted to marry, number one, a Giyores, a convert, that's permitted, and a Meshachares, a Shifcha Kananis, who was emancipated, who is now a full-fledged Jew, so he's allowed to marry her as well. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Lo Shenamar, Lo Yavo Ptua Daka Shchur Shofcha Bikal Hashem, and included Bikal Hashem is the reference, of course, is to a Jew, someone who did not begin start out as a non-Jew, then become a Giyores, or start out as a Shifcha Kananis, who's also a non-Jew and become a Meshachreres. Based on this pasuk as well, where we say they're not permitted to come into the congregation, there's some debate whether or not the Krushovka Putsuo Daka is able to marry a Mamzeres. So some Rishonim say that it's permitted, and others who say that it's forbidden. Perichas, Mishnah Gimel. Amoni Umoavi Asurim, V'Isuran Isur Olam. Avlon Kevo Sehem, Mutaros Miyad. An Amoni and Moavi, they become converts to Judaism, they're not permitted to marry into the congregation. They are permitted to marry other Jews who aren't classified as part of the congregation. So, let's say a Ger Gioris, that's permitted. Or anyone else who's not permitted to marry into the congregation, discussed in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masech, in the fourth parak of Masech's Kiddushin. But this Isser is an Isser Olam, which means all generations that descend from them forever are included. The Torah says, "Yafilu dorasiri lo yavahem abekal Hashem." So that's it. That's in contrast to the Mitzri and the Adomi, which we mentioned in the past, and I mentioned in a moment in the Mishnah, which are permitted after in the third generation. Now the Mishnah here mentions as well Avon Mekevoseim Utaros Miad, but the females are permitted right away. Why they're permitted but right away? So there are two possibilities. Number one is we have a drasha. Amoni, the Torah says, and Moavi, the Torah says, but Amoni velo Amonis, and Moavi velo Moavis, the famous drasha why Rus was able to marry into the Jewish religion. And another possibility is based on the fact that when you came out of Mitzrayim, they did not come greet you with bread and water when you came out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, and not only that, the Moavim hired Bilam ben Beor to curse you. So since this is something that's really we blame on the men of Ammon, who were expected to go out to bring food and water when the Jewish people were passing by, we didn't expect that to to be upon the women. Therefore, this prohibition only is on the men. Not only that, when it came to Bilam, so it was only the men of Moab who were in position to hire Bilam against the Jewish people. So therefore, they're the ones to blame. So whether it's a drasha or it's based on logic, so this is the Amonim Avi Ar Aser and the Isser is Isser Olam. But that's why the Nekevosam are mutter. But then the Mishnah says, Mitzri va'adomi, eino masurim ela ad shlosha doros. So the Mitzri and Adomi converts, so the first generation and their children, meaning the second generation, they're prohibited from marrying into Kahal Yisrael, but from the third generation and on, meaning the grandchildren of these converts, remember, these people converted. The problem is, even though they convert, obviously they shouldn't marry into the Jewish religion if they didn't convert, but even if they converted, they can't not permitted to marry. Amonim Avi forever, and the Mitzri Adomi only in the third generation, so the grandchildren of these converts and on are permitted to marry into the Jewish congregation. The Mishnah here also then makes the point, though, that Echad Zohar Mechad Nekevos, as opposed to what, when it came to the Ammoniya Moavi, that only applies to the males. The case of Mitzri and Adomi apply to Zoharim and Nekevos. Both the male and female Egyptian and Edom converts are permitted for marriage in the congregation, as opposed to, as we said, Adam and Moav. This is the fact that it says It's the third generation that is permitted to marry, and there we assume that applies to all the children born from them, whether male or female, are permitted in the third generation. Rabbi Shimon matir es hanekevos miyad. Rabbi Shimon allows the female Egyptian and Edom converts to marry into the congregation of the Jewish people as converts right away, right after they convert. He says this whole third generation obligation or heter only applies to the men. Why is that? So, see, he derives it through logic, as the Mishnah seems to say. We'll see that he actually had a tradition about this. But Rabbi Shimon kal v'chomer ha'dvarim. I'm able to make a kal v'chomer to tell you why this is true. How so? Uma b'makom sha'asar es ha'zecharim iser olam. He tires anekevos miyad. In a case where what? Where the Torah prohibits the males forever. Where's that Ammon and Moab? Yet, when it came to Ammon and Moab, the nekevos, the females, are permitted right away. So makom shelo asar as zacharim ela ad shlosh doros. So in the case of Mitzri and Adomi, where we're more lenient to begin with, because we allow even the males to marry into the congregation right in the third generation. So we're more lenient. So eino din is not a kal v'chomer shenat yiras hanekevos miyad, that we should allow the nekevos, the females, to marry in immediately. Seems to be a very plausible kal v'chomer, very logical. The fact that we're so strict when it comes to Moav, Ammon and Moav, when it comes to the males, they're also forever. Yet the females are allowed immediately. So by when it comes to Edom and Mitzri, where the males are allowed in the third generation, is it not a kal v'chomer? The women should be permitted immediately. So Amru lo, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, im halacha nekabel. If you have a tradition that this is true, so then we will accept it. But Vim Ledin, but if you're going to tell me what, that, no, it's all just based on a kal v'chomer, you have no tradition that the Nekevos, the females of Edom and Mitzrayim, are permitted to marry immediately, then yesh tshuva. Then we can refute your kal v'chomer. What tshuva, what response could the Chacham have to the kal v'chomer? Well, the Gemara says, the Mefarshim explain, based on the Gemara, that you have the following. Remember, what was the reason why Ammon and Moav, we say that they're Asur Isra Olam? Because they could have come with food for the Jewish people, or the hiring Bilam ben Beor. So in these cases, so that applied, we said that only applied to the men. So that's why that Isser is forever. And it didn't apply to the women. They weren't held or accountable for that. So therefore, they're permitted right away. But Mitzri and Adomi, so there's that logic doesn't apply to them. So so why should we allow the women to marry? Maybe Mitzri and Adomi, the women, the halacha should apply to them and begin the third generation, just like it applies to the males. Rabbi Shimon's response would be, no, it's true that we wouldn't expect, let's say, to come times to bring in the food. We wouldn't expect the males to bring to the females, but let's say we wouldn't expect the females rather to bring to the males. But there were Jewish women, so the Ammon women could have brought to the Jewish women as they were traveling, and that would have been appropriate. And therefore, the halacha maybe should have applied to women, and yet it doesn't. So because of that, Rabbi Shimon feels that he does have a kal vachomer. The Chachamim would say, no, it's not called Kvuda Bas Melech Penima. It would not have been appropriate for the women to bring to go out into public, even to bring to the women, and that would be their response. Okay, says the Mishnah, Amar Lahem Loki. So Rabbi Shimon says, either way, it's not so halacha niomer, meaning I'm not relying just on my kavachomer. I have a tradition that this is the case. Now, halacha lamasa, today we know, based on the Gemara and Brachos, that the Ammonim and Moavim and Edomim, so we can't identify them anymore. The king of Ashur exiled them as well, Sancheriv, and now, as discussed in Perek Yud Zayin in Malachim Beis, so because of that, we really don't know who these nations are, and therefore we don't have to assume anyone comes from that particular nation. Same thing when it comes to Egyptians, so that it's also different opinions about that. Some Rishonim say that it applies. It still applies today, and others disagree. Then the Mishnah says, Mamzerin unesin in Asurin, the Isuron Isur Olam, Echad Zuchar Mechad Nekevos. Mamzerin, which we know, which those who the offspring of a union where there's an Isra, Lahalacha, Isra, Kares, or Isra, Mises, Basin, Nesinim, those who descended from the Givonim, they're Usr to come, Kahal, and that is Usr and Isra Olam. That's forever, and that applies whether it is Zecharim or Nekevos, males or females.